Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts of art by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
Just as the Puget Sound region has cooled over the weekend, KNKX is going to get even cooler. The trio Disorganized features two fellows who performed here before. On Hammond organ, Delvon Lamar has led his Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, or D-Lo 3. He's been part of Kareem Candy's trio in here as well. He's one of the Northwest's most in-demand organ players, having worked with the SRJO, Thomas Marriott, Jay Thomas, and many more. Guitarist Cole Schuster performed with bass and drums in the 200 Trio, and since arriving in Seattle a couple years ago, both have received Earshot nominations for Emerging Artists of the Year. And making his KNKX studio session debut is drummer Alec Gayton. Welcome to the show, Alec. Olympia native, product of Eastern Washington U, he's a member of the Seahawks Blue Thunder drumline. He's performed with the Olympia Jazz Senators and rock groups like DBST, Legrotto, and Blue Laces. He's one of the busiest drummers out of the South Sound today. We are thrilled to have them in the studios today. Please welcome Disorganized.
Thank you.
Live on 88.5, it's Disorganized. They've got it together. Cole Schuster, yeah, it's a joke, everybody. Cole Schuster on guitar, Delvon Lamar, Oregon, Alec Gayton behind the drums. Delvon, could you tell us what the impetus was for putting this band together? I know I've seen you and Cole working together in the past.
We have done some, we've done a lot of work, actually. But I wish I can take credit for this trio, but I can't because my wife and our manager, Miss Amy Noble, she's the one that actually put this thing together.
Well, you know, Amy's sitting right next to me, so why don't I get her on in? She didn't see this coming. Nobody saw this coming. Amy, tell us about how Disorganized became a thing.
Well, I kept on going over to Tula's while Delvon was playing a gig across the street and trying to convince Jason to let me get Delvon to have a trio over there and get something going. And we came about saying, all right, let's make it happen.
Just that easy, folks. You can do it, too. I'm sure it took a little bit more hard work than that, didn't it? Delvon, tell us how this band differs from a band most people know you from, the Delvon Lamar Oregon Trio, just signed to a record label, as a matter of fact, Coal Mine Records.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. You know, we like to try to play some like unique music, like especially like tunes that you don't really hear anymore, or you know, just kind of lost tunes, and then bring them back. We kind of mix kind of traditional jazz and the soul jazz, so we bring back some of the old school, like John Patton's and you know Jack McDuff stuff, kind of more obscure tunes that you know people just don't hear or play anymore. So that'd be the biggest difference, is just doing things that, trying to play musics that, you know, you don't really hear, and mixing some of our originals, like that last tune was an original tune. We haven't even named that one yet, have we?
All right, by the end of this session, somebody's got to come up with a name with that, for that one. Cole and Alec, tell me a little bit about working with Delvon. I mean, with an organ player who's also got the bass foot pedals going, he doesn't really need much. Cole, what do you like about working with him?
Just about everything. I mean, it's always been a dream, you know, as a guitar player to play in like an organ trio. I feel like that's a really, you know, special relationship. And I never really got to do that until I moved to Seattle. And then I got to work with Delvon. I was like, this is it. Like, you know, just the support from having the bass function of the organ, as well as him being able to play harmony and, you know, melodic stuff with me, is it's super comfortable to play in that setting for me. It's like, you know, I feel really at home. So it's a treat.
Nice. And Alec, he's really setting the rhythm for you.
Yeah,
What do you enjoy playing in an organ trio?
Oh, man, it's just the trio settings in general are just, there's such like an intimate nature about it. And you know, you can really, really dive into what each individual person's doing. There's not a whole lot of stuff to hide behind. So we're kind of all having to keep our ears open, keep our eyes, communicate constantly. And that's the thing that's really great about it, is that, like, you know, we can kind of play and improvise, and it, you know, it's very cohesive. And that's the great thing playing with these guys, is like, it's very intuitive. We can just all just kind of communicate.
Nice.
Yeah.
We are live on 88.5 with Disorganized, and let's hear another song from the band. Thank you. Organized live on 88.5. That's Delvon Lamar on Hammond organ, Cole Schuster guitar, Alec Gayton behind the drums. They've got a regular second Thursday gig at Tula's with special guests coming in and joining with them. Cole, could you tell us a little bit about the value of having a residency, of having a regular gig where you know you're going to be able to play once a month with the same guys, and what's the benefit of that?
Yeah, it's great for that aspect, you know, just getting the consistency with this group and getting to play and keep working on the same stuff. And it's just, it's a great way to kind of have this group naturally evolve into its own sound. And on the other side of things, it's great for like an audience to know that, you know, we're going to be here every second Thursday. And I think it's a great way for people who are interested in this music to check it out and to have something to rely on, you know, like, okay, I know every, you know, second Thursday they'll be at Tula's, so maybe we can go check them out. If I can't make it this month, I'll know they'll, you know, they'll be there next month. So I think it's really important, and I kind of wish there was more of that, not only in Seattle, but just kind of all across the scene. You know, I think it's important. I think there's a certain amount of that, too, in the past in this music, that people would kind of have their residencies, and that's where you would go catch, like, you know, the masters of this music. So. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very important.
Another great bonus of doing gigs at Tula's, it's all ages. Serving food gives the benefit of having some younger kids in there. I would be really interested to hear from the three of you some of the earliest concerts that you saw that that made an impact on you. Let's start with Lamar, Delvon Lamar on the Hammond organ. Early show you saw?
The first show, jazz show, actually, I think it was the first show concert I'd actually ever been to, was down at the club that used to be New Orleans, down in Pioneer Square. I used to go down there and see Floyd Stanford.
Wow.
And, man, it's like I was playing trumpet back then. And I've never, in that time, I've never seen anybody, like, switch from saxophone to trumpet, because I knew how to play both of those. But I was just like, how do you do that in one gig and one song? I was like, how's that happening? And so that's one of the first and most memorable, and I've learned a lot from those guys down there.
Cole Schuster, early concert experience?
Yeah, well, the first concert I went to was Hanson, if anybody remembers that band.
Woo-hoo!
With Oom-bop. So that rocked my socks. But the first, like, memorable jazz concert I went to that I will never forget was my dad took me to see Pat Metheny at the Wiltern in L.A. And he had just released a trio record with Chris McBride and Antonio Sanchez. And I remember, like, I was like, I'll never forget this. That was, like, really, really, really impactful for me. So.
And to our drummer, Alec Gayton, do you remember an early show that made an impact on you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's actually kind of funny because I was a freshman in high school, and my mom, I was still fairly new to jazz, and I was still learning, discovering. My mom got tickets at the Washington Center in Olympia to go see this group, and they were the Monterey All-Star Group, and I had idea who these guys were. And I was like, well, this has got to be great, I think. I don't know what to expect.
They're all-stars.
Exactly, they're all-stars. But I found it recently, I found the flyer for the show, or the pamphlet for it, and it turned out Kendrick Scott was on drums, Derek Hodge was on bass, Benny Green was on piano, James Moody on saxophone, and Terrence Blanchard was on trumpet.
Not a bad band, but that was
I was floored after that. I was like, this is unreal.
We are live on 88.5 with Disorganized, and again, the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio just signed with Coal Mine Records, getting ready for a 45 release from that label soon. But now let's hear another tune from Disorganized live on 88.5. Thank you.
We'll be right back.